Chapter 4. Aunt Sarah. Finally, they came to a big old house. The small man didn't wait for the Parkers to thank him. He disappeared into the fog. Mary knocked on the door, but nobody answered. A window opened and somebody looked out. It was a woman of about 70 years old. She was very thin and she had long untidy hair. Her eyes looked very frightened. "Aunt Sarah?" asked Mary. The woman didn't answer. She looked at them with a confused expression. "It's Mary, your niece from England," said Mary. "We're here to help you." Aunt Sarah smiled, but she still had the frightened look in her eyes. She closed the window, and a few minutes later she opened the door. She pulled her visitors into the house quickly and closed the door. Mary kissed Aunt Sarah's cheek. "Do you remember Clive?" she said. "And this is Brian." "Oh, you're so big. You were only 2 the last time I saw you," Aunt Sarah said to Brian. "And now look at you. You're very tall and handsome." "How are you, Aunt Sarah?" asked Mary. "We were very sorry to hear about the fire."
"Yes, it was terrible," said Aunt Sarah. "The fire destroyed the back of the house."
The Parkers went to look at the damage. The area at the back of the house was black with smoke. Clive opened a door and it fell on him.
"This door is dangerous. I'll call a builder to come and look at it."
Then Brian tried to find the bathroom. It was behind the house in the garden.
"This house hasn't got any electricity, and the bathroom is outside," he thought. "How does Aunt Sarah survive? More important, how are we going to survive?"
Brian returned to the house. Everybody was in the kitchen, and there was a strong smell of burned food. Aunt Sarah put 4 plates and 4 forks on the table. There was a small piece of fish and some black potatoes on each plate. The fish was not cooked enough, and the potatoes were hard and burnt.
"Can we have some knives, please?" asked Brian. "No, they're dangerous," said Aunt Sarah. "You can hurt yourself with a knife. I don't want that."
Brian looked down at the fish on his plate. The fish looked at Brian from the plate with its bright eye.
"Oh, I don't feel well," said Brian, and he ran outside into the garden. "Doesn't Brian like fish?" asked Aunt Sarah. "Mrs. O'Connor usually cooks the meals, but she left on Saturday. Now I must do everything myself."
"Don't worry, we'll help you," said Mary. Mary and Clive pushed the terrible food around their plates with their forks.
"Thank you for the meal, but we're very tired and we can't eat," said Mary. "Perhaps we'll have something later."
There were 3 floors in the house. Aunt Sarah took Brian upstairs to a room on the 2nd floor.
"Be careful on the stairs," she said. "And don't go near the window in your room. It's dangerous."
"Why is the window dangerous?" Brian asked, surprised.
"You can fall out," answered Aunt Sarah.
She closed Brian's door and accompanied Mary and Clive to the 3rd floor. In Brian's room, there was a long dusty mirror, a cupboard, and a bed. Brian heard something move behind him. He turned quickly, but there wasn't anything there. A cold wind came through the open window, and Brian went to close it. There wasn't any fog outside now, and he could see the rocks and the sea. A figure was walking on the rocks, but Brian couldn't see his face. The figure sat on a rock and threw something over his shoulder into the sea. He was fishing. Suddenly, Mary and Clive knocked on Brian's door.
"We're hungry,"
Clive said.
"Let's go and find something to eat."
"There aren't any restaurants on the island," Mary said.
"But we can eat in the pub. We'll say goodbye to Aunt Sarah and then we can go."
They tried to find Aunt Sarah, but she wasn't anywhere.
"Aunt Sarah never leaves the house," said Mary. "She must be here somewhere."
"Oh, come on, let's go," said Clive impatiently. "I'm really hungry. We'll leave her a note and we'll find her later."